Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
The cost of car insurance is continuing to rise for the rest of us. That's despite government reforms of the industry. New figures from the CSO show premiums are now rising at 15 times the general rate of inflation. Well, for more on this, I'm joined by Jonathan Hare, of CEO of CoverInACLick.ie. Good morning, Jonathan.
Morning, Claire.
Now, anyone reading this story written by Charlie Weston in the Irish Independent today will be wondering about the reforms we all heard about that were introduced and whether they're working or not. Before we talk about the price increases, will you just tell us a little bit about the reforms?
So for a long time in Ireland, we've gone from boom to bust in terms of car insurance during the 2010 to 2017 period. A lot of people would have seen unaffordable car insurance, particularly young drivers. We were looking at average premiums of €5,000 for a learner driver starting out. The government introduced reforms to bring these prices down, primarily focusing on the injury awards that we were paying out for primarily soft tissue injuries, so whiplash, you know, bruising, and our awards were out of kilter with the rest of Europe. The government introduced a new personal injury guidelines to lower the awards being given out for these claims, and it did seem to be having a big effect, and we were seeing reduced premiums for people.
Right, but now we see that premiums are up by 10.4% in a year up to September. I mean, that's extraordinary, isn't it?
It is. Look, I think that people are seeing those renewals when they're versus their premium they paid last year. But my advice to people is to shop around. I would always say it. And I think at the moment, if you do shop around, you'll be able to bring that price back down to where it was to last year's renewal. But it doesn't mean that the prices aren't going up for a lot of people. They are. But I'm hopeful we're not going to see it go back to where it was previously. The insurers that we're talking to and we're asking, why are we seeing these rate increases come in, are telling us it's all due to the accidental damage claims. So damage to people's cars, the cost of these repairs are a lot higher for insurers today than they were 2 or 3 years ago.
Okay, so the insurance industry says because of inflation, they're paying more for the repairs that they have to carry out when a claim comes in. That's what's driving the prices, they say, isn't it?
That's what they're claiming at the moment. And my view would be if that's what's driving the rate increase and it's not injuries and it's not a higher frequency of claims, and it's not the awards going up, then I don't believe we're going to go back to a place where we were previously. I'm hopeful that we won't.
So you think that this 10.4% increase over the last year, that might be the extent of it. Is that what you're saying?
I'm hopeful that that's the extent of it. And I'm still seeing that if I have a customer today that rings me and says my renewal has gone up 10% or in some cases 20% on the previous year, that by moving them to another insurer, we're able to reduce that amount down for them.
Mm-hmm. The Alliance for Insurance Reform, the group that keeps pressure on the insurance industry, they say in response to this that the hikes are happening, Jonathan, at a time when insurers are making bigger profits than ever. Is that right?
I don't know the profits of the individual insurance companies. I think the insurers, though, did have bumper years, in my opinion, during COVID. We had less cars on the road. So 20 and 21 were huge years for the insurers, and particularly for the car insurers.
Mm-hmm. But what you're saying is that the reforms are working, but now we have another factor in play, and that is inflation.
Correct. And I don't think that that inflationary cost is going to continue to drive these prices up like we've seen in Ireland over the last 20 years, where once it starts, it doesn't stop and it gets to a stage where people ultimately can't afford insurance. I really don't believe that we're going to get to that stage. I think this correction is due to the accidental damage costs, the repair costs, rather than where we were paying out 20 grand for people with sore backs.
I'm sure you find, though, that people are really shocked if they feel, well, I've done nothing wrong. I haven't made a claim. Nothing has changed in my circumstances. So why am I having to pay more?
They are, and people will call us every day and they're saying to us, my premium last year was 400. You've sent me a renewal for 500. And we're going through the details with them. And ultimately, more than we have in the last 5 years, we're now moving people from one insurer to another insurer. And I think that we do that automatically for people, but If customers do that themselves, I think they will reduce that increase that they're getting in their renewal notice. And because prices have been so low for people for the last couple of years, are steady, we'll say. So people have stopped shopping around. Not as many people ring every year for the renewal. They're used to seeing their renewal come in and it was the same price as the previous year. So they just accept it and take it. But my advice to everybody is, if your renewal comes in, whether it's gone up or not, make the phone call, go to a broker, use a local broker. They've access to 15 or 16 different providers and they will be able to reduce the premium for you.
All right, good advice, Jonathan. There is still some value out there despite that fairly astonishing increase over the last year. Jonathan Heher, CEO of CoverInAClick.ie. Thanks for talking to us today.
Thanks, Claire.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.